Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deron only retaliated because the refs literally saw the first punch, you know what I'm saying? And I don't blame him for the way he reacted, you know? And tempers got to flying. It is what it is. It's a physical game. Shit happens. But on my end, I just got to be smarter in certain situations and protect the team.
You saw St. Brown hit Deron?
Yeah, for sure. And they did too. Some bullshit. 100%.
Yeah, Doc. Let's talk about it, brother man.
I just left a bullpen session where Grant Paulson was throwing the football to Anthony Haney, and Haney was doing it Jerry Rice. It was pretty impressive.
All hands, Doc.
The Grant's got a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's smoking that pill down here in the bullpen area here at the station, home of 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. I was impressed watching that. When I saw Payne go after this young man, the Trojan, I knew then that the Trojan had sucker punched him. Because big dudes, they don't get hit like that a lot in their life. So when somebody sucker punches a big man, he coming. He's coming. What is he scared of? He's scared of nothing. So he's coming. Now, is it good judgment? No, because they set you up to get you thrown out of a game. But I knew when I saw it, I can't wait to see how he got teased a hit. Because a big dude gets slapped by a little dude, he going to lose his mind. Mm-hmm. I never saw what happened. I saw the reaction.
So you believed it?
I knew something happened to him.
Oh, okay. Because a lot of people were just like, since there was no video evidence.
Oh, no, there was video.
Well, we can get it until after the fact, though, Doc. We can get it until after the fact.
Well, because they didn't want you to know it until after the fact. They film everything.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. It's an in-house move. Not only do they have too many non-athletes out there on the battlefield making these split-second decisions, in my opinion, they saw that thing from day one, and they knew what was up. It still doesn't make it right for a player. If it were tennis or golf, you want to throw yourself out? Be my guess. You just gave your teammates the finger.
Yeah.
And that's the part where, and it's happened before. Him and John had a fight in Dallas.
Yeah.
On the sideline. I can't trust you. I can't trust you. And you don't make that many plays for me to even make this a decision. But he was balling. I was really impressed with what he was giving. He was giving this big man play. And it's the most consistent of all of them to me. So now I got to lose the guy that's most consistent because, for me, he won't be on the field again. If you don't care about me to that degree, then why would I care about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to move him. I need to move anybody that has that low of a football IQ does not need to be on my team.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of messing around with these dudes that don't win enough and carrying this stuff. I'm done. Now, if you, we can, I like the conversation, whatever they decide to do, then fine. But me personally, I'd move. I have got to find people that are excited about playing the game the right way. I ain't got to beg you. I gave you a bag. And you coming up again for another bag. We have a bag relationship. I ain't mad at it. I pay, you play. Okay, I've done my part. When you going to do yours?
Yeah, but what does this say for a team like the Commanders? Obviously, you know, we've lost five straight. But for the ref to be there and not call anything, not throw a flag, not eject Amon Ra, like, what does that say about our team that, you know, we don't get these kinds of calls? When obviously it's like blatantly obvious in front of, you know, the ref. Like, the ref is standing right there when Amon Ra, like, punches Deron Payne. And also, Doc, because you played the game, how do you balance, you know, being a professional and then the dude crossing the line and, like, testing your manhood? Like, a dude just slapped you in the face, like, out of nowhere, like, are you not supposed to respond? I guess it's easier for us to, you know, look at it in hindsight and say, all right, Deron should just walked away. Like, being the bigger man sometimes does require just walking away. But sometimes, like, a guy, he might cross a line in between those lines. You play the game at a high level.
If his team can afford his absence,
yeah,
then you go buck wild.
Okay.
He should know better.
Okay.
They can't stop a nosebleed.
No, they can't. They can't do anything.
So I have got to think big picture. Otherwise, I got set up. He got played. That's my point. A wide receiver slaps the defensive tackle, knowing he going to get retaliated upon, but it might get that big bear off the field, and it did. If it gets him off the field, and it did, and then now he's going to take him off the field again, and the bag is loose. I would have made my plea to the NFL, fine him. Because he's paying for it. It's coming out of his bag, not mine.
Yeah.
But I need him to play in the game. The NFL needs him to play in the game. Because we need a better product for the NFL fans to see better football. That's the problem. Nobody wants to come and see some team get dump trucked. We want to see tight, good, aggressive games. Well, I would like my team to rout every game, but that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
So you coach youth. What do you tell your kids? They come in and they say, Mr. Haney, what do you think? What are you going to tell them?
I mean, obviously, I would have preferred for my guys to, you know, walk away. But I ain't going to hold you, Doc. I'm from right away, man. And if somebody
– I played basketball, Doc. You're now an instructor.
You're right.
You are leading now young lives. What do you tell your kids?
I mean –
and then, man, come on, man. You know, I hope the people listening hire you to pay you.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell my kids what they should do. They should do the politically correct thing.
Mm-hmm. Why is it just politically?
Yeah. Huh?
Correct.
You say, why is it politically?
Yeah, why is it just politically correct?
I mean,
you act like there's no downside to you going after somebody.
No, there isn't. There is a downside. And I think kids shouldn't, you know, cross that line.
Right.
But I think sometimes it is okay to stand up for yourself. I think somebody hits your teammate, like your quarterback. Somebody goes after your quarterback. What are you supposed to do?
Quarterback. Well, you got another fine. You got another dum-dum who's trying to taunt a quarterback. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Don't have anything to say to quarterbacks.
Yeah.
This game has already distinguished itself as being completely unfair when it comes to that position.
Yeah.
They would really like nobody even touch the quarterback. I think the league hates sacks. They're trying to preserve these people. What makes this game so much like WWE, why it's so thrilling, or NASCAR, is that you cannot predict or protect from the collisions.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they made this a softer game to a degree. seeing Daryl Stingley, I can still see that image in my, you know, the Lions kids got paralyzed. When someone is paralyzed or knocked out in that, you don't shake that one off.
Yeah.
It, but I love, you love to see these big hits, but it got to be done a certain way. But why is it just our team that's penalized?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. It seems just to be us. Could you see certain teams? You see the Eagles getting away with false starts on the tush push.
Not even called.
You see the Packers getting away with false starts.
Blue blood programs, man.
I'm just like, blue man, we programs. Can't catch a break. Yeah. Like
NFL, this is a league has been around a long time.
Yeah.
And it's not equal.
No.
There are some people that sit in certain seats that will never not have they behind in them seats. I don't know why people think this is not rigged as well. What isn't rigged to a degree? The benefit of the doubt always goes to certain people that have that blue blood thing going for them with this league. They've been around from day one.
Mm-hmm.
They have some political clout.
Mm.
And unfortunately for us, it's Nate Washington.
Not right now anyway.
No, it's not. It's not the last team to be integrated. They're not on the good boy list. So you got to be better than damn it, you other people you play. Because you're not getting the benefit of the doubt on almost anything. And if you don't believe me, just go back and watch your history. Watch your books. Watch your teams. See the calls. Nothing consistent about any of it. Ever. So that's why we said we just got to beat them on the score, but we got to beat them in every way possible. Don't leave this up to doubt.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to tie. We don't win tiebreakers. Not especially who you playing, New York, playing Dallas. You can forget it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's when I feel like we're Philadelphia. We're the closest thing to Philly. Philly has to be better. They just know, well, we got to whip y'all behind because ain't no way we're going to get anybody giving us anything because people can't stand them. Not the team, but their fan base is so obnoxious that is kind of flows over and contaminates them. You whoop Chris, you know, they whoop Santa Claus behind. what they did to Mike Irvin. Look at some of the things that, not the team, but their base. Would you send a loved one to an away game? I always think you want a good prank. Send somebody 2 tickets, send them to Philly for a game. That's a prank. That's not a gift. Especially if they wear colors. And you know what? Everybody knows it. And what do the cops down there do? Nothing. Nothing. It's a horror show that I've seen with my own eyes. What happens to some fans or whatever. That should not be tolerated anywhere. Not here, nowhere. Should you be endangered going to a game. I love the rival talk. I love the smack talk. All that, but it has a limit. I'm watching video stuff now, people fighting at our place. Really? Unacceptable. Because some young person could get hurt in this process, and that's unacceptable. It is. And you know, most of the people, if they got a little of that oil in their system, it just escalates itself. So those are some of the dark side of things that happen in this game that we all love and we adore. Why football? Why is it so popular? You think it's the most popular sport on the planet?
No question.
Okay, but why?
Everybody loves it.
What, you said the planet or the country?
Well, no, I can't. Excuse me, you're right. Hey, soccer, forgive me. The pitch? Forgive me.
Yeah.
In America.
America, football, no question.
Football, not football.
Yeah.
Football.
I'm about to say.
No, football is sick.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
It's still the most engaging crowds to sing for an entire game.
I need to go to one of those games.
But you can go to Audi. Now, that's a scaled-down version of it, but World Cup, dude, that's adrenaline, just like now. Have you been to a NASCAR event?
Nah, never NASCAR.
You had to put it on your list. You got to put it on your list. Make sure you got headphones. But yeah, put it on your list.
I got you.
Yeah. Is there a sports bucket thing for you that you will accomplish within the next year?
Oh, I'm going to a soccer game. I think next year for my 30th, I want to go back to Europe, so one of my goals is getting to one of those soccer games, just being in the atmosphere, seeing what it's like. So yeah, definitely a soccer game.
Okay. Impressive.
And then from there, I don't know, I'll figure it out. But soccer.
You're older than Linnell.
Yeah, I look young, but I'm old, man.
Good God almighty.
About to be the big 3-0.
Linnell looks 50. He just happens to be 27.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
Yeah, he looks 50. But it's, you know, that's good. I'm glad you have a goal. I'm proud of our people that traveled. I mean, I think all the regulars over there, you know, Ted, Road Warriors already checked in.
Yep.
You know, that says a lot. I still, every time I mention Cleveland, and I'll never not mention it because I don't think a lot of people recognize it, how powerful their fan base is. And they haven't won anything since I had an afro. I'm telling you, that's how I judge loyal fan base. Who has more loyalty? Who has a bigger show and a draw without the wins than Cleveland? So why isn't that considered the best fan base in football? Among the best. They can't be the best.
Yeah.
Because you see that black and gold thing that made it to the West Coast? It was a mob. Seriously, the Rams, but they've done that to us. The Steelers have done that here. They humiliate you because they'll put 30,000. They'll put 25 to 30,000 in your place. I did the Jacksonville game back in the day for Westwood One on the sideline. They played the Jags down there. I swear to God, I thought I was at Three River. They humiliated their fan base. They had 40,000 in there. That's crazy. And that game in L.A., it's not like the Chargers are punks. And their fan base, San Diego fan base was loyal. they were a lot like Buffalo. They just didn't get their due. But the San Diego Chargers, that's a travesty that the league pulled off. They pulled it off for money. But it's a travesty because they had a loyal fan base. And them Bolts, but what the Steelers did should be criminalized. They should have got served time for that. They travel. And that's in this group here, we have great presence on the road. Have you been on a Burgundy and Gold road trip?
Nah, not yet.
Oh, man, yeah.
Not yet.
That's okay. Hey, look, you got time. You're an infant. You got time.
Oh, well, technically, yeah. I saw the Commanders play the Colts in Indianapolis.
Okay. I thought you didn't mention it because it was preseason?
Nah, that was regular season.
Okay. And I thought I remember you being there and saying you were going to be there and talked about your boys up there, but you didn't mention it. So I said, okay, I won't say nothing.
It's funny because you see this cereal box right here?
Yeah.
So on the back of it, that picture is from the game I was at in Indianapolis where Taylor Heineke throws the ball down the field and Terry McLaurin mosses Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was there.
Yeah. So I was at that game. That's the only away Commanders game I've been to.
Yeah, Lucas Oil Field.
I think I'm a little scared to go to Philly. But I'll make my way up there.
No, don't do it. Let it pass.
It's not worth it?
Not unless you're going to have on green.
What if I go up there with my friends, my gang?
Your gang ain't rough enough for this.
They not rough enough?
No, not for this. Not for Philly. Because they take see, the cops over there are gutless.
Oh, they don't care.
They used to have a jail in there, which you know you're doing something wrong if you have to build a jail in your stadium. They had a jail in there for these idiots.
Yeah.
All it does is promote it. It lets you know, oh, y'all, okay, so y'all ready for us. Yeah, that was stupid. That's stupid. See, and I'd have been bull whipping people. See, if I had a problem with you, see how you like that. But it's the alcohol. Really, if you allow people to get that wasted, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's crazy.
The one thing they do, I think it's the multiple stadiums slot utilizing that park. Philly did a great job, you know, with that, the arenas. But don't be there for a 1 o'clock game and then the Flyers. They dropped that puck at 7:30. People have been there tailgating since 10 a.m. It is the most intoxicated people I have ever seen in my life outdoors. Because they've been there balling all day. Some of you, if you're listening and you're part of that, I'm glad you made it home. We'll come back. We'll get back to the phone lines at 301-230-0980. Burgundy and Gold today. The Varsity is in town, in the seat. And tomorrow, brace yourself, because he's back. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nice track. Nice music track. Kind of subtle. Don't fall for it. Anthony Haney on controls. And it's been a heck of a day, heck of a week as people share their emotions. The team is nowhere close by. Our fan base is split up as we see the world. And I think what is interesting for me is that what version of the Commanders is going to post on game day? John out in Oklahoma, what do you think? What group do you think, what identity will they share with the world Sunday?
I hope they show a winning attitude and make it close and not another blowout, Doc. I'm just hoping that, you know, we can win two or three games going down the stretch. Maybe the Giants, since they had a new coach. I've been looking for just Miami game, and who knows, we might catch Philly. Maybe, I don't know, to where they're trying to keep people from getting hurt or something. But I tell you what, there's 53 guys plus guys on the practice squad that are playing for jobs, and it'll be my best interview I could ever give these last 8 or 9 weeks because there's jobs there.
Amen.
To be had.
Amen.
Some of them are going to lose their job.
Yeah.
Some of them are going to lose their job.
That's a good
point.
So
I would just go crazy out. I mean, I would ball out. I don't care if they're hollering tank or whatever. I'm not going to listen. I'm going to ball, man. I'm going to do everything I can do to have a job. And that's what I think. But I tell you, Doc, you're right. We don't get the respect we used to get because I don't think anybody has any respect for this Commander name, for one thing. And we're blue blood, Doc. We've been around since 32. I mean, it's only about, what, 16, 7 teams longer than we've been in the league.
Yep.
But with this new name, I think it's killed us, Doc. I really do. And, of course, that owner didn't.
Well, look, I'd like to say that, but I'd have to slap myself. Because when you don't set the edge, we don't do the basics real well enough to blame anything. When you don't set the edge, when you get knocked off the ball, when you're not chasing the ball down, we miss too many damn tackles to put it on a name. We are fundamentally inconsistent.
The calls, Doc, what I'm talking about.
But we don't get that. You're never going to get that. You're not going to get that. That's a lack of respect.
Well, it's like when Tampa Bay and Seattle came into the league. I can remember them not getting any calls. Nobody had respect for them. I remember it anyway. They just couldn't get a call. I mean, it didn't matter if it was clothesline or what it was. I mean, you know, spear, late tackles, late hits. I could just remember them not getting anything, but. Hey, Doc, one more story real quick.
Yeah.
We were at the game last year, man, up in Philadelphia. My son-in-law bought me and my grandson got a ticket.
Wow.
And we were there sitting in the north end zone.
How'd they treat you?
All Redskins. Hey, well, I tell you what, I'd never take my wife. I'd never take a daughter.
Right,
or one
that's
of my,
right. That's
my
right. You don't take.
They drop F-bombs.
Yeah.
They have no respect for women or
none.
Their kids
none.
At all.
None.
But I tell you, Doc, we were sitting right there in the middle of the end zone, right up there at the top, right in the middle of the upper deck. And, I mean, you know, they started in on us. Before we got there, the gauntlet they make you walk, the women holler everything you can imagine on the sun.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's literally unreal.
I got to get Anthony. We got to get Anthony, John, to do this.
Hey. Okay.
We got to get it. You know what would be good is have Linnell. Linnell and Anthony. Go. You know Linnell.
Go with.
Because he's crazy. He's going to say something stupid.
Right.
And it's going to be a war. Yeah, you know what? I might try to arrange that. Good talking to you, John.
Hey,
I got to go to Bay.
Is this
Bay
Bay? Hey, sir.
What's up?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call, Doc. You and Ant-Man, y'all doing a great job, sir. Sir, I have finally settled in. I'm no longer looking for any healing medicine anymore. I truly believe this team and this fan base, we had so much success last year, and we said we get a win at the moment now. We kind of like missed out on part of the draft to help get more players that could be backups to this team when we get injuries like we got. And I also believe, sir, this is just me, if we can sign Trey Henderson in the offseason and get that boy Reuben Bain from Miami, that edge rusher, that'll help our defense. And that may be what the kind of scheme that Joe Witt is missing, or the players he needs to help his back end. That's what I think, sir.
All I can say is that's a Kevin Sheehan question, because he's the only guy that I know that knows who all these college players are right now. And I am simply focused on how we can win a game, the game that we have this week. I can't do the offseason, end season. I just never have been able to do that. Because all my focus,
Doc, I think
is going to get a victory.
Yes, sir. It's going to be tough, sir. Our defense can't stop a nosebleed.
Well, I understand that. Well, that was the last week's defense. You don't know about this week's defense.
Yes, sir.
Could be a whole new ball game. I mean, I got to believe this. I got to believe that the people they selected, they weren't the only people that would have drafted them. Right. So it's not like they reached. So that's why I'm more inclined to say that we're not getting the maximum production out of them once we get them. That's on us.
Yes.
You ball out in college, that kid was Big Ten Player of the Year with the Ohio State, the Wolverines, Nittany Lions, everybody in the Big Bad Ten. And this kid was Defensive Player of the Year. So I don't think you miss on that. Maybe the foot injury and the techniques, maybe we're asking him to do something that maybe he's not that good at that. Then why don't we change and find something else? Why don't we go back and do whatever the hell he was in college? Can we redo that? That's what I'm saying. Figure it out.
Yes, sir.
It's not our job to do this. Yes. It's their job. Figure it out.
Yes.
And give us a product. If not, we're going to start talking about you.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it.
That's coming.
There's no other way to do this.
Thank you.
This is not that complicated. It's not like this is something none of us can figure it out. We can all figure this out. Somebody soft as jello that's on our side, whether it's management, whether it's the executive staff, whether it's the assistant coaches, I know it ain't the weight room. I put my foot on that one. Weight room and our training room are run by two high professionals. I trust both these brothers. So we got to answer these questions, and they may be hard for some of you to deal with, but there's no other way to figure this out. This is not that complicated. Why don't we get off blocks better? Why do we get blocked like Velcro to our linebackers? Why? Do we not know how to develop technique to beat it? Are people out scouting us? Why aren't we dominating people? Oh, well, you don't have the people to do it. Well, then change the scheme. Why don't we blitz more? What's on your mind that you don't say enough, or you say to your friends, but you don't have the guts to say it on worldwide radio? Why can't we be fixed? You don't think we can be fixed? Why? What is holding us up? Where's the weakness in our entire program? Or all y'all blind, y'all just walking in like zombies. I'm asking these questions, you answer me first.
I wish I had the answers, Doc.
You sit across this table from the gifted one, the one that figures everything out, all the super six pack.
Hey, you're asking the hard-hitting questions, Doc. And no, I think these are the questions we've been trying to figure out all season long.
Basics.
It seems like it's basic.
A kid from Virginia Tech is flashing now. Was this week 15? From training camp week?
Week 11.
Week 11. So 11, so put on the camp. He's been here.
Yeah.
Like week. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That was naturally just 15.
My bad.
All right.
And like, you're true to this. My bad.
15 weeks
mm-hmm.
before you start making plays. Maybe that's what it takes. Learn a curve. Who knows? No one can tell you when you absorb it. You may hear it and understand it, but now he looks like it's absorbed. Boy, run like a deer. He got it. He can play. The question is, will he? And who's in charge of that? Receiver coach, can you get it out of him?
We're going to see.
Well, we got to see about a lot of different position people. That O-line is ready to go. It's just not called upon. But it's going to be interesting. What happens if they score 40 on us and DQ takes over the defense? What's the first thing going to come out of your mouth?
If they go out there and put up another 40-piece, man, I think DQ will have exhausted every excuse in the book. And he ain't going to be able to say, we'll dive in, we'll dig deep. He ain't going to be able to say that no more. Joe Witt already been relieved of his duties. He's about as good as gone. Like, I'm glad he's still on the staff, but he's no longer the DC, so I think.
Why would he be automatically gone and not the DB coach gone and he coached the DBs? He might be the best individual coach on your staff.
I like you might be on to something. Hey, look, Doc, this why I yield to you, because you know more than me.
Well, but I'm just saying a lot because you are very vast.
But I'm just saying, though, Doc, because I feel like they don't just get all the way demoted like on a coaching staff. Like, who's to say we come in, if DQ does hire a new DC, who's to say Joe Witt's still going to be here? Who's to say that dude doesn't want to come in, hire new staff, new personnel?
Well, yeah, if he were the new DC.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think DQ is going to want to be the DC next year as well.
Depends on what you're paying.
You're right.
Because I'm going to tell you what, if he's a hell of a DB coach.
Yeah.
So if, first of all these guys are very good at something or they're not here.
You're right.
Always go back to what you do best and know best. What's the hardest position in sports to coach? DBs. DBs. And so that's his gift. His gift, you coach DB, you're going to have a job.
Yeah, but it's just so crazy, though. The DBs are the ones struggling, though, Doc. You talk about Mikey.
He's not their individual coach. He's a coordinator. He's not in the room with just them.
Okay.
But when he's been in the room with them.
We don't know.
No. When he was in Dallas.
Oh, in Dallas?
I'm just saying when he's done, and he was in Green Bay. Okay. I know when he's done with his people, when he's in charge, they ball.
Okay.
Now, it's different when you got everybody.
I would say they produce the ball. Because Trayvon Diggs, giving up touchdowns. De'Ron Bland over there, giving up touchdowns. But
he's no longer
what
there.
They did do good, he intercept the ball.
Yeah, they were ball hawks.
Yeah, real hawks. But they also had
a
defensive front.
They had pressure.
They had a beast.
Pressure. They had two.
Oh, yeah, a couple.
Cowboys DeMarcus always Lawrence, running in pairs.
Yeah.
When's the last time they have not had two legitimate pass rushers? I can't remember.
Now.
Well, now, before now. Yeah.
Before that?
That was a colossal mistake.
Yeah, they were tripping.
They always have two.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the last time they haven't had him, because they had DeMarcus Ware for a long time.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't alone.
He's a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that.
And now they got two interior studs and one on this. So they're trying to get this thing together. And with the draft picks, what Jerry's thinking is not insane. It's just you don't give up an asset.
Yeah.
This boy is so uniquely, he's a freak. And he changes everything that you've got to change on offense if you're playing against him.
Yep.
And so, just to show you how bullish we were, we threw a rookie at him week one by himself. You know, and your quarterback doesn't lead the game unscathed. That's what happens. Game wrecker comes by how often you get the quarterback on the ground. Game wrecker was not brought up by you tackling running backs. Game wrecker come by if you can get that quarterback out of the game or delay him. It's about him. And it's I was trying to tell the big fella the other day that he thinks it's easy to get all these great players. I said, do you realize how many great pass rushers are in the game as we speak? I didn't say good. I said great pass rushers. Six? Seven?
It ain't a lot.
It's not a lot.
Handful.
How many great left tackles are there in the game?
Not a lot.
Yeah. So when you look at corners, how many man corners are there? People that you trust, they just get do. See, that's what I love when we've had Daryl Green on with us discussing it. How often in sports have you ever been in any sport you ever played? Did they tell you, you go take him, we got everybody else? Do you know anybody that in whatever sport they told you, you go get him, we got everybody else. You got him one-on-one. That's a rarity in itself. Yeah. I bet even Little. Because Little's the greatest athlete ever to call us.
Yeah.
You don't believe me?
Oh, no, I believe you. He's done everything.
He's done everything. I bet you Little has not played corner and been in man press man the whole game. Very few human beings have been asked to do that. It's one of the ultimate assignments you can have in sports. It's like being a closer coming out of the bullpen. To me, those are the real bull matadors in our sports universe. They close. They come to call him to come in to close it out, to put the fire out. Then a whole bunch of people have that gift. And so it's not like everybody has it, but we have to have somebody close to it because our division, you know, I know you've done this because you're a pro. Assess the receivers. I know one's out for the season with the Giants. Our division with receivers is off the chart. It's like how many weeks in a row do you get a legitimate one you got to deal with as a wide out? I mean, yeah, how many killers are they at wide receiver? I mean killers. I'm talking about Jefferson. That level. How many? Six? Out of 32. Six. And that's why I always scratch my head till I bleed at how disrespectful people were about Terry around here. You don't know how good you have it. And he probably outblocks all of them. He's a better – I mean, he has a lot of really good attributes. And some of them dudes, it's just amazing what can happen. But it's not like he's not in the – he's in the field. And what he does for you and did for you, nobody else could do. When did he not come through? You can count it on what one finger.
Yep.
But yet it wasn't enough. He still wasn't. So I hear people calling the station all day and night.
Well, he's really not a number one. We may be our guy, but he's really not.
I go, what the hell are you watching? Do you think JD5 wins Rookie of the Year without Terry?
No.
Not a chance in hell. No. And he's more than just a receiver. He's an energy dude. The thing that about this team I'm starting to learn is they really need to be motivated. The check don't do anything to them. Most cats, because I played when it was, you know, depression. So people, 27,000, what? The winner gets it. That's all we've ever talked about. Nobody talking about no damn ring. People talking about that cash. This group, now, the game is so improving, people that, oh, it's 50,000, whatever. What? So it's really to motivate this group. We think we've got some great teachers and motivators, right? But the results doesn't show that now. The results show you had an excellent freak as a player who elevated so many others, and they just ran on and grabbed the wagon. He pulled them along with him. Because without him now, how genius are you without him?
Don't.
How motivational are you without him? None. Your T-shirts ain't selling now.
Nope.
Damn right. Because five ain't alive in the game. So it all works in conjunction. Everybody is in need of somebody to make this thing work. It was the best thing that could happen to them because they really need a total team effort. That's what they need. But the fundamentals, well, long have we been talking about their inability to set an edge?
Too long.
Now, how long have we been doing it? Gap control. I love 54. I love him. But if he's not off the field on second down, you're at a risk. Neil Okwara's played a lot of years for us on really good teams and championship teams. First down. A lot of them plays, Monty was going to say, you go to nickel on second down. Whatever you got to do to make sure you got the best athletes on the field so you don't get exploited.
Here's some pushback. You have Ray Lewis on the field. You taking him off the field?
If Ray couldn't, Ray didn't his number one attribute wasn't cover. He didn't have to because he had some dogs that were getting to the quarterback.
Yeah.
But he could do it, and he did it. Now, he's a plugger first, but he didn't put you at risk. But I would tell you, Ray would probably tell you he was a tag dog for more than a cover
yeah, but linebacker. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They're like, I feel like
Ray could run, though.
At this point in Bobby's career, not to say he probably doesn't want to run, but you're putting him on Bijan Robinson out of the backfield?
Well, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you're not putting Ray Lewis on. You're not putting Ray Lewis on Bijan out of the backfield either.
No, it probably.
And everyone's saying, though,
at the end of his career, it might not have been the best thing for him.
Yeah. I'm just saying, though, like,
but the Ravens have never been as depleted.
Bobby doesn't need to be on the field and all the other stuff. How do you go about telling a future Hall of Fame? First ballot. First ballot.
Here's how you do it. Are you interested in getting back to the Super Bowl? Would you like to win a
You think him coming off the field on third down is going to get us to the Super Bowl?
I think him coming off the field, he'd be coming off the field if I was involved in it on second down.
On second down?
Yeah.
He'd be so second and third.
End. He'd be playing defensive end on second down.
Okay.
Yeah. He would not be in the linebacker position. Under no way in the hell would that happen. And I think he would understand it because he wants to win. See, it's not about
And then we're going to insert Jordan McGee then.
We're going to insert anybody that can outrun him and can cover.
I mean,
it could be a safety. But the thing is, anybody wanted to be.
All right, Doc, we saw that last week, though. We saw Jordan McGee. We actually saw Jordan McGee switch mans. They was like, Jordan was like, I'm going to take Gibbs out of the backfield.
Okay, it's
you
fine.
Take this tight end.
Okay.
The tight end, drag route, Gibbs, angle route.
Right.
Touchdown.
Okay.
So, like, again.
He's getting his feet wet. But now, okay. Yeah, he's getting his feet. What, you think going to happen that way the rest of his career?
No, I'm not saying it's going to happen that way the rest of his career. But I'm just saying, everyone's calling for, you know.
It's not instant oatmeal.
Okay.
You don't just put a guy in that hadn't played a lot against the Lions people with their quarterback and their backs, and you act like you expected him to break the
But that's
the
who we've been playing the last 5 weeks, Doc. We've been playing the Chiefs of the world. Like, every team we're going to play has a good quarterback.
He hasn't been in the game.
Has weapons.
How many snaps has he gotten?
Jordan McGee?
We're arguing about over the same thing. He needs to have more snaps. And I love Bobby. I hate this happens because it has to talk about Wags. I love Wags.
Yeah.
But Wags is only on the field because they're either afraid of him, which means they should not be in charge. Because then he should be the coach. He should be the defensive coordinator. Matter of fact, I'll hire him. I would tell him, look, give me the pads. I'm going to give you a suit and tie. And we just make a transition to it.
That's right.
Because I feel more comfortable if he was running it. I really would. See, this is where we're at right now. This is childish. It's a grown-ass man's business. And it seems to me that he doesn't have the ability to replace him. Did you get too close? This is business. Do I have to show you more film about people cramming the ball down our throat? So, I wish I had Richie Pettibone on here to talk about it. Nobody wants to not play. Every gladiator wants to play, wants to fight.
Mm-hmm.
We had Monty Coleman. So, who would you rather have in covering the back? Monty Coleman. Superman. You got these freakish athletes, but if you don't use them, you lose them. This is the dumbest thing. I cannot believe I'm discussing this, that it hasn't already happened. I mean, what the hell? Mind-boggling. It's almost BTP worthy of me being that surprised that they haven't executed this 5 weeks ago. You could have done this 5 weeks ago, and you'd have been better off. We got to take a break. Haney in control, DOC on a microphone. Tomorrow, jumping into the rooster spot, and you will get BTP back with Burgundy and Gold today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.